Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
On Wednesday, May 1st, the Senate released a version of the proposed state operating budget for the upcoming fiscal year, which includes $175 million in one-time funding for Alaska's K-12 schools. The new budget passed by senators showcases a $680 increase to the state's base per student funding formula, which is around an 11% increase for the next fiscal year. Similarly, during last year's session, lawmakers approved one-time funding of $680 per student, but Dunleavy vetoed half the money for school districts. As a result, $87.5 million was given to the districts, which amounted to around $430 per BSA increase. The KPBSC did have the opportunity to bring back programs it originally had to cut to balance its budget. However, even if the legislature succeeds in passing the intended $680 per student increase in the final budget, the governor still has the power to veto part, if not all, of the funding. A final decision will have to be made before Dunleavy signs the budget for fiscal year that starts on July 1st. Some new wood bison have arrived in Alaska. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
In an ongoing collaborative effort between Canada and Alaska, an additional 40 wood bison from Elk Island National Park in Alberta recently arrived in Alaska. This transfer will help restore wood bison to its historical range in Alaska and ensure the survival of this iconic species by establishing separate herds on the wild landscape. The yearling bison were transported by truck and arrived in Fairbanks on April 19th. They are healthy and settling into their new temporary home at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Large Animal Research Station, or LARS. 10 wood bison from a 2022 import were already at LARS, and these older bison immediately began interacting with the new bison. Wood bison restoration project biologist Tom Seaton said restoring the population in Alaska has been a lengthy process.
It's been a really long process. In the early 1990s, Alaska kind of joined forces with them to try to restore them to places within their former range in Alaska.
Seaton said the process's success has been up and down, with some herds thriving and others struggling, but in general, more successful than not.
There are six populations now in Alaska and Yukon Territory of bison that have been released. Some of them are plains bison, some of them are wood bison, but they're all kind of living within the original range of wood bison. And some of those populations perform really well, like the population at Delta Junction, and the population just inside the Yukon territory between Whitehorse and the border is a really amazing performer too. The population around Farewell, south of McGrath, also performs really well. But some of them don't, like the Chitna population in the Copper River Basin is, you know, it still performs somewhat, but it's not super productive like those other populations.
Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The state legislature confirmed Governor Mike Dunleavy's appointees to lead two state departments and dozens of appointees to boards and commissions. Major General Torrence Sachs, Department of Military and Veterans Affairs Commissioner, was confirmed to be the Lieutenant Governor's successor. Governor Dunleavy appointed Sachs as MDVA Commissioner and Adjutant General for the Alaska National Guard in December of 2018. Emma Pokin was confirmed as Commissioner of Environmental Conservation. Pokin joined in February of 2020 from the Alaska Department of Law, where she most recently served as a Senior Assistant Attorney General, assigned to support DEC. Kathy Munoz was confirmed as Commissioner of Labor and Workforce Development. Munoz joined the Department of Labor and Workforce Development in December of 2018 as Deputy Commissioner. She was named Acting Commissioner in January of 2023. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.